that presence. That same presence that delivered that missionary from the hands of killers. That same presence will preserve your life. Renew your strength. Lift your hands up. Diverse visitations, diverse encounters, change of story, change of destiny. Thank you, in your presence, I am content. In your presence, I am content. In your presence, there is love, there's pleasures of your love. Something dead is coming alive. Fresh passion. Fresh fire. Lift your hands. A count three. You bring the hands gradually. And at the third time, you just place your hand on your head and just a whisper. And you will see his visitation. His healing, his miracle, his signs, his wonders, his touch. The count of 3, 2, 1. You bring it down gradually. 2. The man at the treat. If you see people, healing, deliverance, pulling out of the pits, pulling out of destruction, impartations of fire, impartations of passion, mantle releases, restorations of faith, it's your time.
Receive the release of his power now.
Receive it. Thank you, man. Thank you, Adonai. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for breaking the yokes and the chains. In Jesus' precious name. Give him the clap of hand as you take your seat.
And you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to. You are worthy to be glorified.
It's your hands are worshiping.
You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified.
You are worthy to be
glorified. You are worthy to be glorified.
You are worthy, Lord.
Psalm 1, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. Welcome to this wonderful, powerful, exciting midweek service. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I know the power of God, the presence of God is still very, very heavy here. At the end of the service, we'll take testimonies of those who have been healed or had an encounter, and also testimonies of judgmental miracles. The subject tonight is character and destiny. Establishing the connection between a person's character and their destiny. The Bible makes it very clear that there is a very strong connection between a person's character and their destiny. There are people who spend the rest of their lives in jail because of character. There are people who died before their time because of character. There are people who are in great positions of power, authority, influence in the kingdom because of character. It is generally confirmed that strength of character determines strength of destiny. It is confirmed that people of strong character cannot end with a weak destiny. That people of strong character are people of strong destiny. Examples abound in scripture. Example of Joseph. He was a man of very, very strong character. Strong financial integrity. Strong financial integrity.
strong financial integrity. Where Potiphar kept everything under Joseph's care. We have read that over and over again. Genesis 39 verse 5 and 6. And there was not a pin that missed under Joseph's watch, because a man of character was in charge of the place. Do you know one of the greatest challenges we have in our generation is the challenge of reliable people, dependable people, faithful people, trusted people, trustworthy people. If you read Psalm 12 verse 1, and I would like to see it in the Living Bible version. He say, "Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men." Lord, help. Godly men are fast disappearing. Where in all the world can dependable people be found? God Message Bible, God. New Living Translation. Quick, God, I need your helping hand. The last decent person just went down. All the friends I depended on, gone. Help, O Lord, for the godly are fast disappearing. The faithful have vanished from the earth. You know, there are people you are busy thanking for doing you favor, and they have massively cheated you without your notice. You say, "Oh, thank you so much. What a favor. I couldn't have been able to get this thing or get at this thing." He said, "In fact, you don't know what I passed through to be able to get this or that for you. You don't know what I passed through. In fact, I denied myself what I was, what my commission." But he has dealt massively with you without your notice. And we are not talking of crook yet. We are not talking of 419. We are talking of brother in church you trusted. That is the reality of the world in which we live. Potiphar put everything under Joseph's care, and nothing was missing. Financial integrity, that was Joseph. Moral integrity, that was Joseph too. How can I do this great wickedness against my God? Genesis chapter 39, verse 9. That is adultery, immorality with Potiphar's wife. There are young girls today that are specialists in people's husbands. And there are those who are interested in pushing somebody out to take the man. The man is already made. He has money. He has influence. That is the better one. I don't want to go and suffer and get a fresh man. And vice versa. There are men like that too. I met a young man many years ago. And I said, "What kind of woman do you want to marry?" He said, "I don't want to marry any jobless girl." "So what kind of woman do you want to marry?" "I want to marry the one that is already made. She has a car, has a house." I said, "Look at you. Lazy man." And without any doubt, you saw the destiny of Joseph. Joseph could not. I did Genesis 39 verse 5 and 6 and also verse 9, yes. And Joseph could not but have a destiny of strength that is a reference today. What about Queen Esther?
She was a young lady with very strong character. She was a lady both with financial integrity and victory over covetousness. She was humility personified. By Sunday service, we may look at some of the things, character issues to avoid. And when Queen Esther in Esther chapter 2 verse 15 and 16, when it was her turn, now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. She required nothing but what was available. So Esther was taken unto the king Ahasuerus into his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tibet, in the 7th year of his reign. And then the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen in the state of Vashti. Esther's destiny was achieved on the platform of character. Example number 3, Daniel. Daniel was a man that we refer to as a man of notorious integrity. Notorious integrity. He was such a person where even his enemies couldn't find his fault. And as he was such a man of strong character, he was a man of strong destiny. That was a man that would not touch or taste corruption. In Daniel chapter 1 and in verse 8, Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Daniel chapter 6, we saw how the princes sought to find occasion, verse 4, against Daniel, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. And we saw how Daniel, in verse 2, was made the first vice president over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and that the king should have no damage. That was Daniel, the man of notorious integrity. That man outlived four kings. Outlived Nebuchadnezzar, outlived Belshazzar, outlived Darius the Median, Cyrus the Persian. He served in four administrations. The kings came, the kings went, but he remained. Character kept him. Connection may fail, but character won't fail you. Am I communicating at all? Now, if connection brought him to Nebuchadnezzar, let's say, then Nebuchadnezzar handed him over to Belshazzar, that was where it would have stopped. Belshazzar was the son of Nebuchadnezzar, but Darius killed Belshazzar to become king, and he did a coup and killed him, or rather overthrew the government from another country and became king and retained chief of staff. Is that how they do it? And retained Minister of Home Affairs? No. Cyrus came, overtook Darius, put him in chains, casted him out, and still retained Daniel as commander over the affairs of the kingdom. Charisma takes people up. Character keeps people up. Are you following what I'm saying? Your connection may take you up. It's your character that keeps you there. Your certificate may open the door. Your character keeps the door open. Because there are doors that open for people that couldn't remain open. Hallelujah. That was Daniel. Daniel had a very, very strong and solid destiny on the frequency of his character. What about Paul the Apostle? Paul the Apostle was the most impactful apostle. He had the most explosive and impactful destiny of all the apostles. And what was the secret of Paul the Apostle? Character. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and in verse 10, Paul the Apostle said,
Can we look at first 10? Let me first 2:10. Probably I missed. All right. First Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 10. You are witnesses and God also. How holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believed. We behaved ourselves. By such behavior, he became the most prolific apostle. Don't forget, the most prolific apostle in the books he wrote, half of the New Testament, in the testimonies, signs, and wonders he generated. We behaved ourselves. Your behavior determines your becoming. How you behave determines what you will become. How you behave today determines what you will become tomorrow. My mother told me that when they were young ladies growing up and they wanted, somebody wanted to marry a wife, they will ask the woman to go to the house of maybe the mother-in-law, somebody like that, and then they would deliberately put coins and things under the bed and things and scatter it around and say the girl should go and sweep the house. And then this thief girl will think that they forgot the money under the bed. Oh, we see money missing. And gathered all of them and then she have found harvest. Pocketed herself, have cleaned the house. And then by the time they check the room and they see that what the ravages of the thief, they will package her back to her mother and say, bye. The story will go around. That girl is a thief. In the village, that is her own has ended. Her own has ended. She herself had such an experience where they sent her somewhere and then she cleaned the room and harvested all the money and returned it back to the people. This girl is a thief. The story goes round. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, in when we're growing up as young men, secondary school and all that, that's how boys behave. Once they have something with somebody, all the other boys will know. That girl is a public material. Do you understand what I'm saying? Character, it has a way of affecting your destiny. Affecting your destiny. But I believe that tonight, somebody's life and somebody's destiny shall be in proper shape. In the name of Jesus Christ. Paul said we behave unblameably. And now, how did he end? 2 Timothy chapter 4 and in verse 6 and all the way to verse 7. He said, for I am now ready to be offered and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And what is here for me? Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me. And that they are not to me only, but unto all them also that love is appearing. By the time I walk well in character, financial integrity, moral integrity, and all the other aspects of character we may look at by Sunday service, there is no devil that is devilish enough to stop my destiny and to stop your destiny. And of course, what is our Master Jesus will be our fifth example. In John chapter 14, I believe it's in verse 31, he said, the prince of this world coming. 30, let's see. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you. For the prince of this world cometh, and he has nothing in me. He has no deposit in me. He has no claim on my life. That was why he could be killed and resurrect without no power holding him down. No power. Your destiny will not be aborted in Jesus' precious name. Very, very quickly, how does character protect or
How does character affect destiny? Number one, character attracts divine presence.
When you are a man, you are a woman of
character, you attract the presence of God.
Genesis chapter 39 verse 2, God was with Joseph, the man of character. And then because God was with Joseph, he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Chapter 39, verse 21 still. And the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Now, when you are a man, a woman of quality character, you don't struggle for the presence of God. Genesis 24, verse 3, all the way to verse 5. Psalm 24, verse 3 to 5. Who will ascend? Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands, a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He said, this man, that person shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. The key thing is, who is he that shall stand where God is? It is a man of character. You see, in the presence of God, the potentials of man are released. And your potentials are your vehicle to your destiny. The presence of God is the guarantee of the future. If your presence does not go with me, don't carry me from here. So if the presence of God is going with you, your future is sure. Was that what Moses said in Exodus 34 and in verse 14? My presence will go with you and I will give you rest. If your presence does not go with me, don't take me from here. How will it be known that we have obtained favor? 33:14. My presence. The quality of your character determines the intensity of presence that you have. You see, when you see a criminal, you feel the devil around him. True or false? When you see a herbalist, you feel Satan. And when you see a genuine child of God with the Spirit of God, with the fear of God, with quality character, you feel God around him. Am I communicating? And that presence of God is more than enough to cause you to become anything under heaven. It doesn't matter who you don't know. If you know God, you know too much. It doesn't matter who is absent from your life. If God is present in your life, everything is present. Somebody say loud amen. So stop struggling for people. Start struggling for God. Stop struggling to know people. Start struggling to know God. Character attracts divine presence. Number two, character attracts divine defense. Divine defense. Godly character. Your life is not wastable or vulnerable. If you have positive godly character, it's not wastable. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 15 and 16. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 15 and 16. He that walketh righteously, talking of character, that speaketh uprightly, is not a liar, truth in his mouth. He that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, that shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, is describing a man, a woman of character. That person shall dwell on high, not low. His place of defense shall be the munitions of the rocks where the eagles dwell. Bread shall be given him and his waters shall be sure. His place of defense shall be the crags of the rock.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the clefts of the rock. that where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows are dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. He hideth my life in the cleft of the rock, that shadows are dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand.
Just keeps you. You are not wasteable. You are not wasteable. The cleft of the rock, 10,000 feet above sea level. Mount Everest is 30 something thousand feet above sea level. On top there.
Take me deeper. Take me higher where the eagles fly. Above the stars of life. To the place where you are. Take me. Do you remember that song? Can you play the lyrics of the chorus?
Take me higher, Lord, beyond where the eagles fly, beyond where the clouds are formed, far beyond the stars of light. Take me higher, beyond where the eagles fly, beyond where the clouds are formed, far beyond the stars of light, through the open door into your holy place, right into the throne room where mysteries are laid. Oh, to behold the one who sits upon the throne.
Leave it there for tonight. Take me there. That is where you are staying. When you despise bribes, you despise the shedding of blood. The meaning is, when you are defended, destiny is guaranteed. Because what is the destiny of a dead man? It's God. When God defends and protects you, your future becomes guaranteed. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3, he said, and who is he that can harm you when you be followers? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. And who is he that can harm you? Who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? If you are taking steps that are right, where is the harm coming from? It's a rhetorical question. Answer is nobody. Divine defense. Number three, character attracts divine favor. Positive godly character. In Esther chapter 2 and in verse 15 and 16, we saw how they looked upon Esther with favor because of character. In Psalm 5 and in verse 12, the Lord will bless the righteous with favor. He will compass him about as with a shield. With favor, with favor. Hallelujah. And that favor opens your doors. And that favor makes you to get things that others require labor to get. And that favor causes 1,000 people to be bypassed. That favor makes it your turn again when it has not gone round once. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? See, man, favor many times doesn't look fair, but it is the favor of God. That is divine favor. Godly character opens for you doors of favor that nothing else will open. There are many who have lost business because of bad character. Nobody wants to deal with them. There are those who have lost friendships because of bad character. There are those who have lost marriage, both men and women, because of bad character. The woman cannot live with a man who wants to kill her. And the man who cannot live with the woman who is talking 1,000 miles per second. Hallelujah. Favor. Character attracts favor. Number four, character establishes joy and fulfillment.
Creating me a clean heart, oh Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, oh Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I renew a right spirit within me.
There is a joy that accompanies salvation. There is a joy that accompanies the clearness of conscience. There is a joy that accompanies positive and quality character. And why is that joy, necessary? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10b. Why is joy necessary? Because joy makes you win battles. Because if you faint in the day of battle, it's because your joy was small. Proverbs chapter 24 and in verse 10. Very important. Character. When the conscience is not clear, joy disappears. Smiles are not real. So you have seen people who try to smile for you and they are not real. There's someone I know who 99.9% of the smiles are fake. That is the attempt for it to be genuine worsens the fakeness. The person is not here, so don't think I'm talking about you. crooked. And you need your joy. Everyone here today whose joy is under pressure, I declare the release of that joy. Number five, character facilitates the boldness of faith. The boldness of faith. Proverbs chapter 28 and in verse 1. He said, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. When the conscience is clear, the boldness is there. See, there are prayers at times you want to pray and the devil say, no, God will not hear you. You are a sinner. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? I mean, the force of the prayer is not there. You are not sure you are going to be heard. The enemy tries to bring up one thing or the other. And if you know that your life is at the mercy of your prayer, then you'll maintain a conscience that is clear. The Bible makes it very clear the connection between faith and conscience. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 19. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 19. Holding faith
and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, they made a shipwreck of their lives. A good conscience is a stabilizer of faith. A good conscience is a fuel of faith, is a strengthener of faith. First Timothy chapter 3, verse 9 makes it even clearer. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. That is, if you want to operate mysterious faith, keep the conscience pure. If you want to operate mysterious faith that is responsible for mysterious miracles, keep the conscience clear. Keep it pure. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. The mystery of faith happens in the climate of a pure conscience. Somebody say a loud amen. What's my counsel for us tonight? Number one, every price necessary to be paid to maintain godly character is worth every cost. Every price necessary to be paid to maintain godly conscience is worth all the cost. Second, if destiny must be fulfilled, character must be in place. That is destiny in this world and ending with God in heaven. Our ultimate destiny is to be found with God in heaven. It doesn't matter what you become on earth. If you miss heaven, you didn't fulfill your destiny. It doesn't matter what you became on the earth. If you miss heaven, you didn't fulfill your destiny, because your destiny is to be with God. Hell was created for demons. Every price that is necessary to be paid to maintain godly character is worth all the cost. And secondly, if destiny must be fulfilled, character must be in place. Now take note of this quote, and then I end there. To be who God wants you to be, you must live how God wants you to live. To be who God wants you to be, you must live how God wants you to live. You cannot live like a vulture and end as an eagle. Vulture eat rotten and dead meat, and that reflects on his appearance. See the vulture, very dry, cachectic, anemic, almost mortuary bound. What we call moribund is mortuary bound. You can't eat the rottenness he eats and have the destiny of the eagle. Take a look at the eagle. Beauty dignified. See the color of the beak. See the crown on the head, white. See his wings. He flies 10,000 feet above sea level. Carry weight three times his size. That eagle, as he's flying like that, is looking for food. He will carry live goat. Bam! Lock his claws. Fly with it to the top of the rock and eat fresh food. Whatever is rotten belongs to the vulture. Whatever is fresh belongs to the eagle. Whether you will be a vulture or an eagle, it's a matter of what you eat. It's a matter of what you taste. It's a matter of what you allow, what you tolerate. You can't eat bribe and end as an eagle. You can't eat fraudulent resources and end as an eagle. Is God speaking to anybody here tonight? I believe that it's a new day for somebody. And I believe that your life and your destiny will never remain the same.
When somebody sees an eagle in the dream,
what a positive encounter. I saw an eagle today in my dream. Powerful. It means that God is about to take me on the wings of the eagle. I'm about to fly high in life. But when somebody sees vulture in dream,
Kai,
I bind every devil. Spirit of death, spirit of corruption, spirit of decay, spirit of stench, spirit of reproach, spirit of mockery. Stand up on your feet. The coat of arms of many countries, including Nigeria, including America, including everywhere, the eagle is on it. I haven't seen vulture used once. Including the poorest countries in this world. No desired vulture enough to see that is our national symbol. Praise the Lord. Lift up your hands and give him the praise today. Not too much of a shouting, screaming message.
Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
Pure and holy.
Pure and holy, God and true, repenting, O Lord,
all beyond me,
sanctuary,
Shut up.
I need your help. I need your mercy. I need your mercy. I need your help. I need your mercy. Give me the grace to live right. Give me the power to say yes to the right thing, to say no to the wrong thing. Give me the grace. Give me the help. Give me the mercy, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Anywhere you are tonight, watching via the satellite, the internet, anywhere around the world, you want your sins forgiven, you want today to mark a new day for you, don't sit down here. I would like you to pray this prayer with me, mean it from your heart. You are bound by tobacco, by cocaine, by heroin, by pornography, by lesbianism, masturbation. You are bound by something and you want that yoke broken. Pray this prayer with me and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward ever and backward never. Grace to live for you. Grace to follow you. I receive now. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Everyone who prayed that prayer, can I see your hand up waving? God bless you. Wave it higher.
And you are highly lifted up, Lord.
Quickly step forward here. Pick your Bibles and your bags. And let's receive you.
You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful, Lord. You are great and mighty.
I'll give you the count of seven. Right here in the front, place your right hand on your chest. Pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. I come before you today. I ask for the forgiveness for my sins. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you tonight. I ask that the hold of the enemy be broken. Grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands for them. Counselors, do you have space enough for them here? Yes, please. I'd like you to take your seat right here, and we shall be speaking with you shortly.
And you are highly lifted up, Lord. You are highly lifted up, Lord. You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful, Lord, in praises. You do great and mighty signs and wonders.
Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Anybody blessed tonight, say amen. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. And I decree and declare, announce, pronounce that your harvest will look for you from the north and the south and the east and the west. Systems are put under pressure. Loss of peace and sleep and rest until everything that is yours enters your hands. I call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, pick up your offerings, tithes, and pledges. And let's honor God.
You are worthy to be praised, to be honored.
Oh Lord, you are worthy.
You are worthy, 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 Lord.
You are worthy to be praised.
The hands lifted will never drop to beg forever. In Jesus Christ's name, go ahead and cast that offering. And we are in the days of very, very strange acts of God. Days of strange manifestation. Is there anybody who, in that first prayer time and session of worship that I led, the instrument and singing, that had a healing, an encounter, a deliverance? Anybody? We'll request you to step up very, very briefly. Is there anybody who has a judgmental testimony of something that happened not too long ago? Is she coming for the testimony? If you hold on 1 minute, just hold on. Hold on yet. Just hold on until I call you to come out. They are coming out for a testimony? Okay, come forward. Just come. Sorry, come forward. And then the testimony I asked you to wait to listen to today, I'll call it for just now.
You are worthy. Oh, yigi, Adonai. You are worthy, worthy, worthy. Jehovah, holy,
you are worthy, 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 Lord.
You are worthy.
Somebody's right kidney has been healed by the power of somebody's breast affliction has also been healed. Father, we give you the praise because it is done. Is there a healing? Who is that coming so slowly? She couldn't walk at all. For how long?
Down to her wrist. She couldn't walk, she couldn't talk, she couldn't eat for the past 1 week plus now. But say that she was lying down all this while by herself, but she just stood up and started walking.
Incredible. Lift your hands. Even to lift the hand is a challenge. Father, in the name of Jesus, close your eyes. Dead spirit, your tenure expired. Go! Jesus' name! Life! Released into you a brand new liver. When was the last time she ate food?
She couldn't eat for the past 1 week now. But yesterday, when you ministered, you said, receive fire.
Okay.
She stood by herself, walked down to the airstrip to eat herself. She ate yesterday.
Stand
she woke up by herself this morning.
Stand up. It's over. Jesus Christ. Brand new organs. Remove this now. It's done. Stand.
How great is our God.
Something is coming out of our system. Whatever it is, whatever it is, return back to hell.
Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great.
It's okay. Ulcer cases are healed. You see, you can mention one case and other cases may be healed. We have been at crusade ground before where we say God is healing up somebody of ear and their eyes open. We cannot determine what happened to your eye.
2 days back when I stayed,
you are healed. Now, and what happened? How many ulcers were healed? Ulcer healed. Father, thank you for all these healings. They are perfected in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a clap of hand. Return back to your seat. Now, call upon our young man to come forward.
Shall we receive our brother Jeremiah Pius for his testimony? We're in seasons of strange encounters.
It is well with you, in Jesus' name. You will know the reason why it's like this.
It's well.
Peace. Thank you, Jesus. It's okay. This will be tears of joy now.
Say something, then we'll take it up from there.
Praise the Lord. My My name is Pius Jeremiah. I thank God for what God has done in my life. For me to be alive today is a testimony.
Okay, our brother Pius Jeremiah was in the den of ritualists for 13 days.
How did he get there?
He went to Lagos for a function. He is a tailor by profession and decided to branch one of the markets in Lagos and get some materials that when he's coming back to Abuja, he'll be able to sell those materials to his customers. He said, while in the market, he was done purchasing and was coming out, and then a young man held him by the hand and asked him where he was headed for. On the spot, he lost consciousness of where he was. And he was taken into a car. He said, well, he could still recollect what he saw in the car. He saw like four young men in the car. And he was added to them. And they became five passengers. That was all he could remember. That the next time he opened his eyes, he was in a strange environment. It was an underground building, a basement building. On the same day that he got to that den, or they brought them to the den, he said four of those other people, because they were all males, were executed right in his eyes. The explanation is very gruesome. We can't go into the details. Before they execute, he said there was something like a necklace they will hang on their necks.
A charm. They will hang on
so
their necks.
If the oracle accepts, the person is taken out for execution. The execution was right before his eyes. That happened to the first person, to the second person, the third person, to the fourth person. They placed the same on him. It didn't work. He said before he got to Lagos, he went to Lagos, I beg your pardon, with a bottle of anointing oil blessed from this commission, and that he used daily as his cream. So it was a strange occurrence. They said, nobody comes to this place and returns back alive.
And they placed it on your neck. And what happened?
It didn't work. Listen. And they say that, where are you coming from? I say, I'm coming from Abuja. Now I say that, who is your father? I mean, is it my biology father or my father in the Lord? My father in the Lord is Pastor Dr. Paul Enenche. That is when the man now started shaking.
He started shaking. My father in the Lord is Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche. He started shaking.
So he said, do you have any number that we can call? We are not after people's money. We are after people. We use people to make money. So I say, I don't have anybody's number except my father in the Lord. He said, if it is your father in the Lord, I can't call him, but you can give me another person's number. I say, I don't have anybody's number apart from my father in the Lord. He said, okay. He said, the guys should take me to the room. So after taking me to the room, the next day, they bring me out again. After bringing me out, they still do the same thing. All the thing they are doing is not working.
They still place the charm on the neck to see if their oracle will accept him. It's not working.
It's not working. So they now say that, okay, since everything we are doing here is not working, then we are going to waste you. The first one...
One minute. Before then, there was also a detail. After I didn't walk the second time, there were other people that were there before you came. They placed the same on the neck, and then it walked. They took those ones out.
So, the one that was with standing with the boss, he was holding AK-47.
That is, since we cannot offer you for sacrifice, we'll just kill you ordinarily.
So, that is the one that is standing with the boss. Now, shoot the gun at me. I always, anywhere I go, I always go with my sanctuary ID card.
Sanctuary keeper's ID card here. That's the sanctuary keeper's ID card.
So, the bullet. This is the sign of the bullet.
A bullet hole here, come.
The bullet hole is there.
Well, it's a little dark here, sir. But there is a hole here. Good. There's a hole there.
And this was in the pocket.
That it hit the ID card.
It hit the ID card and returned.
And it dropped.
And dropped. Yes. It was headed straight for the heart.
The heart.
That's the heart position. Stiff left intercostal space, mid-clavicular line.
So, the man shook back. He tried to shoot the gun again. The gun refused to work. So, he was like, what happened to this?
He tried to shoot the gun again. The first time the gun hit the chest, bore a hole, and hit this sanctuary keeper's ID card. You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and your water. He shall take away sickness from the midst of you, and the number of your days.
So, he tried to shoot again. The gun didn't work. So he was like hitting the gun.
He was hitting the gun. Why is this gun not working?
Why is this gun is not working? The process is turn the gun upside down. That is how the gun explodes.
The gun fired. Fired at him.
Fire at the man. That is how that one was laid to rest.
The gun fired at the one holding it, and he died on the spot. He died on the spot. You know, I told you to wait and hear testimony. The gun hit the ID card first and returned back. And then he shot again, refused to fire. What is happening to this gun? How is it not firing? Bam!
On the third day, the very day I landed on their camp. So there is one, that one was very kind to me. He said that any food they bring for you or any water, don't take it. So I was there. The very night, and I have an encounter with mommy. Mommy come and say, son, I say, ma, he say, what are you looking for up and down? Why are you moving up and down? Stay one place. Now gave me food. I ate the food in the dream. Since that on Thursday, till now, I've not eaten anything.
And no hunger.
And no hunger.
Say, don't eat their food, don't drink their water. So the Lord brought him food in the dream through his handmaiden. You know, both of us, I am man, she is woman. In every house, it is the mother that gives food. So she was the one that gave him the food in the dream. Now, normally they say eating in the dream is a problem. But this one, eating in the dream is a blessing.
He ate the food in the dream, and from that day till today, he hasn't tasted food yet, and it's okay.
So, even that food was special. So, that is how the boss now say that, which kind of boy is this?
Which kind of boy is this? Our charm didn't work on him. Our man who wants to kill him killed himself. Bullet couldn't enter. And the man killed himself. What kind of boy is this?
So, that is how they take me back. The man I called one of the home cell leader.
Where is Brother Peter, his home cell leader? So he called his home cell leader because he said the young man who showed him favor often sneaked his phone and gave to him to communicate. At some time, he was able to get across to the home cell leader and communicated the same to him. Yes. So the home cell leader said, okay, he was going to send a text to the senior pastor.
Yes.
And then he did send a text to the senior pastor, waiting for a response. So one of those days, while he had the phone, the boss came in and caught him with the phone in his hand and said, what are you doing with the phone? As he held the phone, he said there was a sound of a text message. Even though at this point, this is the phone had gone blank. He can't tell, no, there is charge, but the screen is bad. So the sound came in, and then he felt this could be the reply or response of the senior pastor. The boss went away with the phone just about 3-4 days ago. This other man had been killed by the rifle.
Yes.
The boss, this time around, went to sleep.
Now, you came to me to tell me about him.
Yes, sir.
When you told me one person had died.
Had died, yes, sir.
So I said to you, he is released under 24 hours.
After
more people have died.
That was on Monday after early will I seek thee prayer. Because I got the distress text at about 1 a.m. on Monday morning. So I presented it to the senior pastor after the early will I seek thee. And he laid hands on my tablet with his picture and made these declarations he had made. And said, under 24 hours, he will be released. And more deaths. We'll revisit that one later. The boss took the phone. That was the last he saw. The boss went to sleep that night. The following morning, the boss couldn't wake up. The boss died in his sleep.
Not every meat can be eaten by the lion. Not every meat can be eaten by the devil. Not every meat can be eaten by the devil. The boss could not wake up in the morning. Ay, 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 ay.
So the young men woke up to meet the corpse of their boss. And they said, what is happening here? If boss can die, then nobody is safe here. But we cannot release this young man. We'll rather waste him. And then they took him, put him in their car, and took him to the bush. He said three people took him in the car. Two of them standing in front of him with an AK-47, or with AK-47s. And the third one, who was favorable to him, stood aloof. And the two in front began to fire. Come closer and see. These are bullet holes. This is an impact of bullet. These are bullet holes. This is a bullet hole. Yes, ma'am. There is another one here. I counted 7 bullet holes. This is a bullet hole. This is a bullet hole. Show this place. This is big. And then the bullets were dropping like granites. It was at that point that one of them asked, who brought this boy here?
Yes.
Who brought this boy here? Then the one that took hold of his hand from the market and took him to the car was among the two that shot at him. And he just said, I was the one that brought this boy. He thought maybe it was going to end at that. The other young man turned at him and fired at him and killed him on the spot.
How many dead so far? They will release him after more deaths.
While they couldn't, the bullet wasn't working, nothing was working. That was when they began to use the base of their rifle and gave him this blunt injury on that thigh there, either to it, to fracture that leg or whatever. And they refused to break. And they said, since we can't kill you, we will run you mad. They are going to do incantations and everything to make him mad. In that state, they blindfolded him again and put him in their vehicle. Now two of them, and drove him. He said, the distance they trek before they entered the vehicle was as far as from where to where?
From here to New Nyanya.
To New Nyanya. That all he knew, they took hold of his feet and were dragging him through the wilderness. Until eventually they got into their vehicle and then drove him to another destination altogether. That was where the... Well, yes, okay, from...
Then take me from Lagos to Akure, close to Babalola
University.
Yes.
Okay. That was where they dropped him and then told him, don't untie this thing until we are gone. However, before then, he said the one that was favorable to him gave him 100,000 naira, right? And he said, I can't take this money. It is not clean money. But he saw his plight that he couldn't communicate with anybody. And said, okay, I'll give you my phone. In his presence, he removed his SIM card, put his own SIM card in the phone. This is the phone of the ritualist.
Of the killer.
Of the killer. And said, take this phone. Call your people to come and pick you from here. And then, on... No, they eventually, the one that was favorable to him was the keeper of the phones. Yes, ma'am. He was the keeper of the phones. So on that Monday when I came and met the senior pastor and he issued that decree for 24 hours, that decree was issued at about 7, past 7 after the early Willi sleep day. I got a call from the home church leader at about 8:24 in the evening. After the service, okay, that the young man had been released. He's been able to establish...
Under 24 hours. He was released in less than 12 hours.
He's been able to establish contact with him, and then I put a call across. Immediately, I was able to speak to him. Where are you? And he told me his location. Long story made short, this is a bundle of testimony. He walked through the valley of the shadow of death, and he's here alive to give Jesus the praise.
Jesus left the bullet holes there, so you and I can know that there is still power in this day and age. That a Daniel can enter the lion's den and still come out alive. I just worship God in any way you can.
Dimosi binigwe Anasi Hallelujah Anasi Jehovah Meriwo Ameriwo Dimosi binigwe Anasi Hallelujah Anasi Jehovah,
Of signs, order of wonders, bringing us to that point where it is written, behold, as it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for his people. But the Lord has revealed them to us by his Spirit. Yea,
the Spirit searcheth all things, the deep things of God.
We are grateful for sparing this life from the hands of killers, ritualists. We are grateful. And we are grateful. And again, we are grateful. In the name of Jesus, right now I announce, in the camp of killers, in the camp of terrorists, in the camp of kidnappers, in the camp of bandits, more deaths. Those who are interested in killing others, I decree they shall begin to lose their life like water. In the name of Jesus. And you are tonight you have had two testimonies of preservation. The missionary on the road from Maiduguri. You cannot be wasted like chicken. Your blood is too strong to be used for sacrifice. No demon can sacrifice your life. No witch, no wizard can sacrifice your life. By this communion tonight, your preservation, the preservation of your family,
yes,
the preservation of your children,
hey,
the preservation of your loved ones, the preservation of everyone connected,
hey,
associated, and related with this ministry is confirmed.
Amen.
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
13 days without food and no hunger, because food was given in the night. Any aspect of it you look at is a wonder. Any aspect of it is a wonder. Killer is trying to check why the gun is not working. That was his execution. Who brought this man? I'm the one. You are the reason why our boss is dead. You are the reason why the other man is dead. You cannot be alive. Lift your hands and give him the praise. It's another communion of preservation tonight. It's another communion of escape tonight. It's another communion of character formation tonight. Listen to me. Any man who will not let you rest, who will not let us rest, by this judgment tonight, before this week is over, they shall be laid to rest. Either they repent or they are laid to rest.
Amen.
They shall come under pressure and confess and apologize and ask for mercy, or they are laid to rest. So shall it be. Just wave your hands and give the place. Take your communion position. Stand, sir. Where is the pain? Right here. But the bone is, the bone is not broken. Father, let your healing balm flow through. It's done. It's already done. Bastard devil is lost. It's already done.
The way he's moving the leg. Woo! Woo!
Aka aka ya. Aka Jehovah name ma.
Are you
there?
Are you just looking at
me? Are you there?
Aya.
Iti gendu. Gene digi ya tata. Aka aka ya. Aka Jehovah name. Aka aka ya. Aka aka ya. Aka Jehovah name ma. Are you there?
Our military people, generals, are analyzing and state security.
Real bullet out of 7.62.
7.62. 7.62 mm.
At that range, at that close range,
it cannot even ricochet without passing through the object. No matter how thick, even in metal.
Going and coming back, ricochet.
It cannot ricochet.
It can ricochet.
I learned a new word today. It cannot ricochet. I thought I know many words.
Ricochet.
Hey! Did you see the miracle of just now? Did you see how he walked to come outside? He was in pain. He was crying. They wanted to break that bone. He couldn't break, but he was left with a blunt injury. Celebrate the king again. 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
You are the Lord that changes not. You are the Lord that changes not.
You are the Lord that changes not.
You are the Lord that changes not.
You are the Lord that changes not.
You change no reverse, you never change.
You are the Lord that changes not.
You are the Lord. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord, 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 you are the Lord.
Tonight. If this is how church is, you can sleep every day. Sleep every day. But I heard the Lord telling me, you have seen nothing yet.
Amen.
You have not seen anything yet.
Amen.
We haven't heard any testimony yet. I'd like you to get ready, because my God and your God is about to give you a story that will shock you.
Amen.
That will shock your generation. That will shock your family. That will shock those who know you. Before this week is out. Before this week is out. I am kneeling down so that me and him can give the glory to God.
Yes.
So that
yes.
He doesn't lie down for me.
Yes.
That's why I'm joining him.
God, we all the glory.
So that we give God, all of us give God the glory. It's not, he can't lie down for me. We are all buying for God. Now I announce today, in the name of Jesus, my God and your God will disappoint the expectations of those who want you dead. The expectations of murderers. The expectations of witches. The expectations of killers. The expectations of wizards. He will disappoint your expectations. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. And overnight tonight, you will hear testimonies that will shake you. Father, again, thank you for this child of destiny. He shall fulfill his destiny. No man, no woman, no boy, no girl connected
to this commission shall be wasted anyhow. Not by cancer, not by disease, not by organ failure, not by stray bullets, not by anything. We worship you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Tonight, we ask that this communion again be turned into the communion of escape. Communion of escape. Communion of preservation. That everyone who is taking this as a point of contact for yourself and for your family members. So shall it be. In Jesus' name.